You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. Her name is Yael Dror, and she is the owner of Yael Dror Sports Nutrition out of Silicon Valley, and that's located, of course, in California. So why don't we welcome Yael to the show and find out all the wonderful things she's doing in the world of nutrition. So without any further ado, Yael, welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome, first of all. We are super thrilled to have you here, although it's a little love-hate for me because we're going to find out some important things involving nutrition, most of which I'm probably not doing myself. So I will let you know right now, I'm an eater and I'm a bad eater. But let's, to kick things off, why don't you tell us a little bit about Yael Dror Sports Nutrition and some of the folks that you treat, which I imagine are much fitter than me.
Okay. So you don't need to feel bad about yourself, because actually what we're doing, what I'm doing in my clinic, is I'm trying to help people to adjust their nutrition. And of course, it's not perfect.
Right.
If we're talking about sports nutrition, and you don't need to be a professional, you maybe just want to lose a little bit of weight, or maybe you want to do like a 5K run that you want to do, like a personal challenge or something.
Right.
So the nutrition needs to help you. I mean, you're not supposed to suffer. You're not supposed to count calories. You need to find the right, I would say, even timing to eat to promote what you want to get. So it could be losing fat percentage or gaining muscles,
right,
or just feeling more energetic through the day. I mean, it doesn't just about health. Of course, health is important, but it's just one part of it.
Now, Yael, from my perspective, I think food has become more and more of a luxury item as opposed to an actual need. Like, we literally need to eat something through the course of a day to maintain energy levels and just to get us the energy that we need to be productive that day. But I think it's seen more now as a luxury item where folks enjoy eating and they enjoy some of the bad foods out there. Could you tell us quickly, how important is it to eat healthy, and what sort of effects does that have on the human body? I mean, with years of bad eating.
I totally agree with you. Nowadays, food is a celebration. Food,
right,
is something that we are even a worship. You know, we're getting sometimes even addicted to food. There is,
right,
no social event without food. No, that's like a no-no. I mean, we're just talking about the event, and we are telling about what we drank and what we ate and how it was represented.
Right.
And we know all the cooking shows on TVs and everything. Our world is like surrounded with food. So it's even really hard to get away if you choose to. But as you said, we need to take a step back. We need to understand that food is, first of all, to nourish our body. And if,
right,
we are giving our body the right fuel, we're going to feel much better. For example, if we're going to go and eat too many sweets and carbs and simple calories, you know, just empty calories, we're going to crave for more and for more of those bad calories. So what we need to understand is that, first of all, I don't like to say there is food that is bad for you.
Right.
Because then you're going to crave it more. Okay, let's be real.
Right.
No. So we need to find the right portion and the right timing. For example, if you know that around 3-4, you're starting to feel energy drops and you need something sweet, so maybe plan to have something healthy, like a fruit or yogurt with granola, or even a cake or something, or a granola bar would be great. But pay attention to the portions. I mean, if you feel it's tasty, it's not necessarily means you need to take a second.
So, right. So portion size, I know, is hugely important, because I'm one of those people, Yael, basically, if I'm at a restaurant or even at home and I got a plate of food in front of me, it doesn't matter how big the plate could be. It could be a very tiny plate, or it could be the size of New York State. I'm going to eat everything that's on that plate. You understand what I'm saying? So,
totally.
I mean, is it a good trick for folks to maybe shrink the plate down a little bit so you feel like you're eating more than you actually are?
Okay, so you are on the spot. We're eating with our eyes.
Right.
And if the plate is not empty, we're not going to stop. So what I can tell you that I'm giving my clients drills, and one of them is 1 meal a day to live the last bite on the plate. Even if it doesn't matter in the amount of calories, just to get used to leave food on the plate. It's so difficult. It's amazing. People coming back telling me stories, excuse why they couldn't do it, like the last bite. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Which basically, if I understand correctly, I mean, it's the last bite, so it's not going to make or break your dinner. Like, you've ate 95% of your meal, but folks still find it hard to just leave that 5% on the plate, huh?
Exactly. But when you get the hang of it, then you feel you can let go and listen to your body. And when you feel full, then you can stop eating. And I can tell you my tip. When I'm going to a restaurant, and usually the dishes there are really huge and delicious.
Right.
So what I'm doing, I'm going to eat everything, but I'm not going to eat it at once. Meaning, I'm going to draw like imaginary line, and I'm going to decide how much I'm going to eat. And then the other part, I'm going to take to go. So I'm going to have it the next day. I paid for it. I'm going to eat it.
That is brilliant. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not going to make my body suffer too much energy at once, but at least I'm going to be able to eat it all.
Right. And in a sense, you're also kind of, in a sense, saving money because you're going to really get two nights out of that meal.
I didn't think about it, but yes, you're totally right.
Yeah, I have to end the show in about a minute. But before I let you go, I was thinking if you could, of course, give us do you have any tips? Like, what's the biggest tip that you could give to a person coming in looking for nutritional advice? And secondly to that, do you have, from your extensive experience, of course, is there a huge mistake that people make when coming to nutrition? What would you say is the biggest misconception of eating healthy?
Okay, great questions. Okay, so the first tip I would give you would be to spread your food through the day, meaning eat every 2-3 hours. When you're creating a big gap, for example, you ate at noon, and then you're just going to eat at 6 o'clock evening time,
right,
then that's going to be too big, your body going to be really hungry, and you're going to eat a lot. So spread small snacks like a fruit or vegetables or granola bar or something small in between. You don't believe. I mean, it's amazing how it's going to work in your body. So that's going to be my first really important tip. And the mistake is skipping breakfast. People think that if they're going to save the calories of the breakfast, they're going to eat less eventually. And that's a mistake because your body's going to demand. And it's going to demand at the evening time and at the night time. And you're going to eat around 500 more calories because you didn't eat breakfast.
Wow. That is fantastic. Yael Dror, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I don't know whether I feel good or bad about this, but I know my eating habits are certainly going to change. My girlfriend's going to make sure of it after hearing this show. So Yael, thank you again for coming on and really delving deep into everything that's nutrition related. We wish you the very best of luck with Yael Dror Sports Nutrition out there in Silicon Valley, California. And again, thank you again for coming on my show.
Thank you.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.